Hey, VEZF on statewide one.
VIV, Mother, thank you.
K8ATW monitoring.
K8ATW, K8ATW, this is NAWRO, Richmond, I'll copy.
NAWRO, this is K8ATW, how are you doing this morning?
Quite well myself. I think I recognize your call sign from a postcard I sent. I'm with Macomb ARPSC, and I'm looking at the last heard dashboard, and I see you're trying to dial in, the DMR, and I think you're almost there, but something's not quite right. How you're reading me good? Because you do have a good signal.
Yeah, I can hear you good. It seems like everything's working. I'm trying to set up another hotspot, too, for my car yesterday, and I was having nothing but problems trying to get Brandmeister and TGIF on it, but I think I have it figured out now. I'm on my home hotspot right now, which was working fine before I tried everything.
Yeah, all right, I see. Yeah, you're in there good now. You're on Brandmeister, 31261. All right, that sounds good. Yeah, like I said, I just recognized your call. I don't know if you've been on for a while. Maybe I didn't notice, but if not, welcome to DMR. It's kind of fun to troubleshoot. I kind of enjoy it. It's a pain until you get it, but once you get that aha moment, it's quite fun.
Yeah, yesterday I think I worked on it. Man, it must have been over 12 hours yesterday trying to get that hotspot working. Finally, when I went in PiStar and put it as TGIF as the main, then I was able to get both. I don't get it, but whatever. It seems to be working. I'm going to try it again today and see. Also, I think I did get your postcard. I have it here somewhere. And I wanted to check it out, but I will look for it and go to the site.
Yeah, you're certainly welcome to drop by at their third Thursday meeting, MISD, or maybe the easiest thing would be just, cruise around on our website a little bit. It is on the postcard, but it's MacombARPSC.org. I say again, it'd be MacombARPSC.org. And feel free to, look around there. We even have some code plugs on there. I don't know which radio you have if you, ever want to do it by RF. But we get a lot of other information on there if you're interested. And, again, we certainly take guests, so you're welcome to check into our net on Thursday nights at 7 p.m. or just drop by the training at MISD and then make a decision sometime in the future. But we are always looking for new members if you're interested. Back over to you, NAWRO.
Yeah, I've been wanting to go to meetings, and I can't make them. Like, I'm a delivery driver for the big brown truck. I'm off on Mondays, and then, like, all the meetings are Wednesdays, Thursdays, like that, and I can never make them. I'm never off in time, or I'm getting off right when they start.
Yeah, I understand. We do have a few people that have to come to our meetings late. So just know, and it is what it is if you're not able to. In fact, we got one guy that is on midnights now. Same deal. He works a 12-hour shift, and he works every Thursday. So there's just no way he's going to make it because he reports to work at 6, gets off at 6 a.m., and, of course, our meetings are 7 to 9-ish. So the deal is, though, you're more than welcome to drop in late. It doesn't matter. You'd still get, if you ever did decide to join up, you still get credit, even if you were there for a half hour. But, it's optional, and you're welcome to drop in our nets or just drop by our website and use the resources there. You're in Macomb County, so. And lastly, we do have the simulated emergency tests spring and fall. So the next one will be in October, And all Macomb County hams are welcome to join us for that. That's really fun. It's a Saturday, the first Saturday in October, I believe. And it's kind of fun just to get out in the mobile and, you know, do a little testing. I'll go ahead and make this my last, unless you have anything else, but I will listen out. This is November 8th, Whiskey Romeo Oscar with K8ATW. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'll definitely try to make a meeting, even if it's late. It depends on the work schedule, of course. But I will check out the website. Can you give me that website one more time? Macomb, and then I couldn't catch the rest of it. And I will check it out for sure. K8ATW.
Oh, yeah, by all means. It's Macomb ARPSC. So that's Amateur Radio Public Service Corps.org. Alpha Romeo Papa Sierra Charlie.org.
Got it. Thanks. I was trying to type it in. I wasn't hearing it correctly. Well, it was nice talking with you. K-A-T-W, clear.
Yeah, same for me. Feel free to throw my call out anytime. This is N-A-W-R-O. I'll be clear as well.
W-A-Y-R-C Mobile.
K-E-8-W-O-J. K-E-8-W-O-J. This is K-8-A-T-W. How you doing this morning?
Yes, sir. K-8-A-T-W. I'm doing good. How about you? It looks like you're in Roseville.
Yeah, I'm in Roseville, 12 in Utah. Where are you at?
I'm at in West Bluefield, kind of near Pontiac, around Kegel Harbor, if you know where that is. But I grew up in Roseville. I lived there twice, actually.
Yeah, it's a small world. We always see people from our past or meet people there from where we're at.
Yeah, I used to live over by, now is the Macomb Mall. Used to be a big empty farm field there with a farmhouse and a barn on the corner across from Zombo's Market.
Yeah, there's no farmland left now, is there? You gotta go way north now.
Well, Jason, it's, you're absolutely right there. I don't think there's a square foot of ground around here. They ain't trying to develop, putting in either houses or shopping strip malls, gas stations, banks, whatever.
You are totally correct on that. It's crazy. Develop land.
So, did you have a good weekend? Did you do anything fun?
Yeah, weekend was pretty good. It's beautiful outside right now. This is Michigan weather here. Just absolutely gorgeous this past week, and looks like this week too. And let's just mess around with trying to get a DMR radio up. One that I want to take to work and have going in my work truck. It's just been a pain, but I think I got it figured out. And I don't know, draining the pool. Wife wants the pool open this year, so we didn't open it last year. So trying to get that going, drained out. It's just nasty, so it's just cheaper to drain it all out and put fresh water in. It's a small pool, so. But that's about it. Just working around the house, and this is like my second day off right here. So my days off are Sunday and Monday. So it's nice because I'm just by myself. It's nice and quiet. I can do whatever I want. Back to you, K-A-T-W.
Well, that sounds good. I spend every day like that. And, somebody told me that it's supposed to cool off to about the 70s, like the mid to high 70s of the rest of the week or something like that. Sounds pretty good to me.
Yeah, I totally agree. It's great working weather too, but I also can't wait till I retire one day here in the next 15 years probably, at least. But yeah. You do anything this weekend?
No, I fooled around with some software for playing with interior ballistics on guns, specifically ammo for guns and optimal barrel time and all that good stuff. It's quite interesting. I guess it's quite interesting if you're an old guy.
Hey, whatever keeps you busy and happy, that's all that matters. It doesn't matter what anyone else thinks.
Yes, sir, you're absolutely right. But I think it'll save me a lot of time and money. And I load my own ammo. And you got to test the loads kind of thing, find a load that's accurate in your barrel kind of stuff. And you can go through quite a bit of rounds trying to find that load, you know. And this software kind of supposedly narrows it down so you can get there right away and not waste a lot of ammo. And burn up your barrel, KE8WOJ.
Yeah, I used to do that a little bit back in the day. Kind of just grew out of it because of time. But, yeah, I know what you're talking about, definitely. You go to the range a lot?
Well, I used to. I used to go there all the time. But the older we get, the more medical problems we get in our. I'm at a point now where I can't get around too good, so I haven't been to the range in a year.
That's all right. At least you're still enjoying what you're doing, you know, if you only get out here and there. But that's awesome. I never got into it, like, real detailed like that, but I went to the range a lot, and I was like, man, it's cheaper for me to do my own rounds.
Yeah, and then you can kind of tailor them to the barrel, and it's nice. Once you get the load there, you got it, and from that point on, you can just load it and have it shooting accurately. It's killing me, though, because I got two new barrels ready to go, ready to sight in kind of thing, and I just got to get the energy to get over there.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'd love to see the setup that you got going. Never knew that there was, like, well, probably back when I did it, there wasn't, like, software that dialed it in like that. It was all hit and miss. But, yeah, that is awesome. I'd love to see it.
Yeah, I kind of like fiddling with it. Like I said, most of the weekend, I was between watching YouTube videos and playing with the software. I get tired with the software, do a couple loads and play with it and try to find the optimal spot there, the accuracy node. And then when I got tired of it, I'd watch a video or two on YouTube and end up back in the software again.
Yeah, that's like everything. you get kind of stuck or you're not sure what's going on, just go to YouTube. Someone's addressed it somewhere. You'll find something from somebody. But K8ATW is clear.
Okay, Jason, you're taking off. Probably got some more work to do there. So I'll catch you later. Good chatting with you. Hopefully run into you again. Have a good, safe day. K8WOJ, I'll be clear.
Same to you, my friend. And you have a great day. And try to get outside. Get some of that sun on you. It'll feel good. I definitely was out there this morning drinking my coffee. It felt really good. But K8ATW, clear.
Yeah, thanks. I'm out here now on the porch. I usually get out on the porch quite a few times a day, have myself a cigar, and enjoy the nice weather and the nice view. Only I'm in the shade. Have a good one. Catch you later. K8WOJ.
W8EAP.
W8EAP, K8WOJ. Good morning. Yeah, it's still morning.
Yeah, that's pretty nice. I got a really dumb question. I'm looking at the MI5 dashboard,
and I'm seeing K8, ATW. His DMR ID starts 322, but on all my radios, three different radios, it's coming up, his radio ID is coming up starting with 347, an invalid number, so I'm not getting anything on my display, just the, you know, just that number, 347 number. So, but on the MI5 dashboard, his ID is showing up correctly, so that's just weird.
Yeah, it does sound kind of funny. I'm out on the porch here, but I'm on my dashboard for my hotspot and info somewhere, and you know, and then I get it on my screen on my phone app kind of thing. So, there, pacing and all that stuff. So, yeah, I don't know. That's a weird one. I wish I could help you.
This is K8ATW. Everything looks right on my end. Going to Brandmeister, also in my five star. I don't know. I'm new, so I have no idea.
Yeah, that's probably why you're on Brandmeister, five star. Yeah, you're on this on the MI5 dashboard. Your radio ID is showing up, but on just over the air to another radio, you're for some reason. In your code plug on one on your on something, you have your radio ID is 347-3698, which is invalid. So, I mean, it's no big deal. It's just, you know, if I want to see who's, you know, sometimes when people come in off Brandmeister or Hotspot, it shows up really weird. Shows up really weird on the dashboard and shows up correct on the radio, and this time it's opposite. Shows up on the dashboard, but doesn't show up on a radio. I'm just talking direct into the repeater right now.
Yeah, it's weird. Where do I have to find the dashboard? What site? And I'll see if I can see it.
Well, no. On the MI5 dashboard, you're coming up as 322-408, which is correct, but on coming out of the repeater into a radio, your radio ID is just an invalid number. So somewhere you have 347-3698 programmed into something on your code plug.
Gotcha. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know where that number came from. But I'll dig in and see if I can find it.
Yeah, I just created a digital contact using that other number. So now your correct name and call sign. But I had to put a custom digital contact entry for that 347 number. But yeah, there's a disconnect between like Brandmeister and hotspots and what an actual radio, you know, talking into the repeater. What ID it sees is a disconnect. I don't know. I'm not that much, you know, educated on this either.
Yeah, well, Eric, you're right. It sounds like it'd probably be in the code plug, and I don't know what radio and software is using to program it, so can't tell them where to go and find it. But, anyway, that's where I'd start looking.
I don't know.
Okay, let me pull up the dashboard again. Let's see here. Hold on. Yep. Yeah, when people come in on a hotspot or a PiStar, it's the radio ID and the peer is different. Where it says peer, it should show what repeater you're coming in off of. Sometimes talk group name is 51. Sometimes it's, you know, 3162, whatever. Yeah, 31261. So, anywho, no big deal. I got it. I kind of put a custom, a custom radio ID for you. So when you key up with that 347 number, your call sign comes up properly.
Yeah,
but on the radio, it's a weird. It's not even a valid number. 347. It's weird.
Yeah, I have no idea. I have a second radio, second hotspot, but that was showing correct last night. I'm gonna fire that up again and make sure everything's working. But I'll go back on Brandmeister and just see if that number shows anywhere on my account.
Another dumb question. You're in Roseville. You should be able to be smacking the repeater with an HT, the rubber duck, inside your house from where you're at. But, I was just wondering if you'd have a radio handy, just talk directly into the repeater from where you're at and see if it shows up correctly there.
I can. I don't have it in this radio program at all. My other one I do. If you give me a few minutes, I'll get the other one going and see if that shows.
Yep. If there's anybody out there listening that can explain this confusion to me, feel free to jump in. This is WADAP.
Yeah, I'm just curious. He just said he wasn't hadn't had anything programmed into it yet, so I'm thinking maybe he got downloaded a code plug somewhere and it had somebody else's ID in there. Or something, I don't know, that's all I can think of. But it is a weird one. And Eric, I was going to ask you, because you got my curiosity up, I seem to recognize your voice. On the FBI network at all?
Oh, yeah, long-time member of the FBI since the 90s. Actually, 1990, I think. But, yep. I'm out there, and there isn't too much activity on the repeaters anymore, so I just kind of flip around about lunchtime. Around lunchtime, it's just coming up pretty quick. There's about three or four guys who get out there and discuss their lunch plans, and then it's usually dead until drive time around 4 o'clock, then there's a bunch of people leaving work. So I just kind of monitor two or three repeaters.
Yeah, I know what you mean now. Like, from my location here, there's probably 20 repeaters I can, you know, scan and listen to and use, actually. And it seems like they're all dead anymore, except for drive time stuff. People driving to work and back to work. And like you said, occasionally on lunchtime. So I was beginning to wonder if I was the only one left on here. It's dead air most of the time. I heard two guys talking yesterday about a video on YouTube, some fellow, I guess, is talking about all of the operators that have left and just got out of radio kind of thing. But they didn't say what the name of the video was, or I'd go watch it. But it sure seems like there's a whole lot of people off the air. T-8-W-O-J.
W-A-D-A-P. Well, there's probably an equal amount of unemployed / disability / retired people out there. You know. Theoretically be on the radio during the day, but I personally know several people. They basically just have a couple radios just set to scan, you know, and they just listen. So that's the new thing of the hobby, listen.
Yeah, I'm using Anytone 878, and I have one VFO. Usually on the FBI and the other one on Statewide One there. And then I got a mobile that's basically the same thing. I can kind of listen, you know, quite a few areas there, but they all seem kind of quiet during the day.
Yep, I even have a POC, and I was pushed to talk over cellular radio. Seems like a lot of things are going. Even Motorola has a push to talk over cellular radio system. But anyhow, I used to monitor the 675 GMRS repeater, but now it's just people keying up, playing music, playing fart noises. One guy will key up and immediately someone starts keying up on him playing music. There's like two or three guys just get out there and argue and swear at each other every single day. So I don't even listen to 675 anymore. It's like Channel 19.
Well, that's
too bad. Before I got my license here, I got a GMRS license and used to listen to it. There was, I don't know, four or five repeaters, I think. And it was pretty civil and, you know, real nice. Everybody was pretty polite. But oh, my, that's too bad.
Thank God Jason just got out there and keyed up. Hey, Jason, I didn't make it in. You're too weak. I could see him on the dashboard keying up, but he's not getting out over the air for some reason.
Was the ID number still correct?
Yeah. Well, his radio ID was always correct on the dashboard, but now instead of saying 51, it says, instead of saying talk group 51, which is what this is, it's saying 3126.
I don't know, that's an interesting little problem. I seem to have something going on all of a sudden. Jason there one time, he came up and was talking, and I was getting no audio at all. And then the same thing just happened to you on your last transmission. It only lasted about halfway through the transmission. I was getting no audio. It's just weird. It's probably something on my end, I'm pretty sure.
All right, I'm back on the original radio. You guys heard me seen that I keyed up. I heard your guys' whole conversation, but you guys aren't hearing me on it, so I'll have to dig into that one.
Yeah, it might be that you just take the power on your radio, see if you're running high power, low power, whatever kind of thing. If you're running high power and not getting there, maybe there's somewhere else around the house or on the porch that you'll be able to hit it better.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm on high power, I know that. And I'm standing literally in the window, screen open. So, I don't know. I will dig into it, though.
Yeah, I see if there's other spots in the house. And if not, then I'll walk around outside, out by the front door, or, you know, somewhere where there's a clear, the antenna's got a clear shot in the sky, kind of thing, backyard or wherever, and see if you can hit it that way.
N-A-W-R-O, comment?
Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Eric. I don't know if this is anything for Jason, but I pulled out the old VMR file. Jason, while you're programming, make sure whatever radio you have, to set the color code free, or some call it color code polite, and then also ensure your talker ALSID is off. That's about all I got. I'll send it back over to Jason. He's in right now. Otherwise, Rick, go ahead.
Yeah, I see that I'm on color code 1.
Copy. Yeah, I forget on that radio. I'm going to have to look it up, what the color codes mean. In fact, in your book, you should be able to find out what 1 means, but whatever the equivalent of color code 3, I could look that up for you. That might be it. And then on the dashboard, just for your knowledge, the dashboard we're looking at, in case you don't have it, is MI5.CharlieCharlie. MI5.CharlieCharlie. On the top ribbon, there's a DMR, and then it'll be the dashboard. I got a call. I'll be back. NAWRO.
And like Tim said, look around in your programming software. Make sure your tracker alias is off.
Yeah, that is off. But I did see that it's color code 1, so I'm going to look at that right now.
Okay, good luck. It's a lot of fun debugging, ain't it? Anyway, you get some decent help over there. I'll catch you later.
All 12 hours yesterday trying to get it up and running, and it's still not right. But I just changed it, and I'll download it right now and see it. I'm going to be right back on.
Okay, good luck, and don't feel bad. I spent a couple of months trying to get my mind programmed, but I was kind of stubborn that I didn't want to ask for help. So anyway, I hope you get through it today.
Yeah, K-A-T-W, clear for now.
Now your radio ID is showing up 312-632.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go in that cold plug and look at everything.
Well, when Rick keyed up, he's been correct this whole time. Now when he keys up, I'm getting a 312-632 as his radio ID. So whatever you did, Rick, it changed your radio ID to 312-632.
Yeah, Jason had me wondering, there's a CMC repeater in Detroit, and so I got on the repeater and keyed up, but it didn't seem like I was going to be able to get in there, but so that's probably what it is. It's the same thing, though. You know, when I use a hotspot, everything's fine, and apparently when I go through the repeater, it comes up with the Brandmeister group number instead of the DMR ID.
Well, if I had a PiStar or a hotspot, digital hotspot to play around with, I'd be experimenting, but I don't have one. So, sounds like it's more of a me problem. So, if there's people out there that talk a lot, I can always make a custom digital ID using the incorrect radio ID so that the person's name and call sign still comes up either way.
Yeah, that's what I like about my hotspot. I don't have to do anything at all. I don't have to keep uploading the list off the radio ID every month or so to find, you know, to get new people. The hotspot seems to automatically go out and get it.
Well, yeah, same here, but it doesn't help if the person's radio ID off the radioid.net doesn't match what their radio is transmitting. It doesn't really matter. But, yeah, mine auto-updates as well.
Yeah, you're right. Everything's got to be, a copacetic kind of thing. I'm sure I'll find it sooner or later. Hopefully, anyway.
Sometimes I might have doubled with somebody. No, whatever you're doing, Rick, is working because your proper ID is coming out over the radio. You know, into a radio, I should say, not into a hotspot. So whatever you're doing is correct because your radio ID is correct on the repeater or on the on the dashboard and in my radio. So however you got it set up is right, correct.
Yeah, I'm back on the hotspot. I just hopped over to try, straight into the repeater, and apparently that's when, instead of my DMR number coming up, it came up with the 31261 or whatever, the Brandmeister talk group number. For some odd reason, I can never get into 51. It seems like I always have to go to the Brandmeister talk group for a statewide one. Never have figured that one out.
Well, it's time slot 1, color code 1. I'm looking at my code plug here. So, yeah, it's time slot 1, color code 1. I don't know what 52 is, but anyhow, one of those ones changes to a 2. I don't have it in front of me, but that's weird. You said you have like 3 different color codes?
Oh no, I don't know what it said. Actually, I'm up on a porch, and the laptop and the programming software is downstairs. So. I have no idea, but That's why I got the hotspot, actually, is because I can't really, with DMR, I can't hit the same repeaters I can hit fine with analog, I can't hit with DMR. It's kind of strange, so I got the hotspot in a clear node, and I don't have to deal with that anymore.
Very good. Yeah. Anywho, well, speaking of lunchtime, it's about that time, and I'm kind of temporarily off work. I might be permanently off work, I don't know. I'm trying to get back to work, trying to heal from this back surgery, and it's not going good at all. So I may be on disability or retired. I'm at the age now where I can do either one. But, all righty. Well, you have a good day. Excuse me, and I'll be back out here later. Enjoy this beautiful day. WEAP.
Okay, Eric, you have a good one, and I know what you mean. I had back surgery that didn't go too well in the mid-80s, and I had 41 years of back pain. They switched one pain for another, and they were a little too busy to spend the time to confuse it, so I've been paying the price. I just now found a prescription that's not an opioid that kind of takes care of the pain, so I wish I'd found that many decades ago. Anyway, have yourself a good one, and we'll catch you later. KEAWOJ. Jason, if you're out there, good talking with you. Have a good day. KEAWOJ.
Yeah, Ricky, have a great day. This is KATW, and I'll keep plugging away and see if I can figure out these local repeaters I got programmed in.
Yeah, Jason, sorry. I didn't mean to send you in a wild goose chase. Thought it was just something real quick and easy, but... Yeah, I mean, if you want to dig into it, but you know, don't do it on just my account. But if you're like me, yeah, I got a frog in my throat today. Yeah, if you're like me, though, it'll bug you until you figure it out. But sorry about making you go down the rabbit hole. Have a good afternoon, and give me a shout if you want later. WEAP.
No, I'm glad to hear that. I mean, I'm not glad that I got to do more work here for another 12 hours, hopefully not. But, we'll try to get it figured out. ATW testing to see if you guys can hear me.
Roger, guys. I got you in there. WEAP.
Yeah, I had the thought group wrong. That's what it was.
Look at that. Coming in perfect, your call sign and your ID are coming in perfect on the dashboard and on the radios. Good job.
Yeah, that looks much better than NAWRO.
Yeah, that's good. I needed this radio to be able to hit the repeaters, so perfect. Thank you. I hope, thanks for the help from everyone. Appreciate it.
Yeah, anytime. Happy to help. And also, Jason, I got your application. So we'll be working on that. I take it Mondays might be the better day to do a meeting at one point.
I'll get it figured out for sure. KATW, clear.
KATW, NAWRO. Jason, if you copy, I got your application and I'm working on it. And just looking, we got an orientation meeting for some new people on Wednesday, but I know you work during the day. So I think Monday is the day here to set. Is that correct? NAWRO, clear, for now.
WEAP. Back out to lunch, listening.
KE8YNU, KE8YNU, this is NAWCB. KE8YNU, KE8YNU. This is NAWCB on Statewide 1.
KEAOAX, Statewide 1.
NAWRO.
NAWRO, KEAOAX. How are you doing, Tim?
Very good. How about yourself, Dean? I was in the other room. I think you called.
Yeah, I just put my, call out there. I'm doing all right. Just on the way to a... doctor's appointment as of now, and kind of testing this little cup holder mount that I made with a 3D printer for my DMR radio. How are you doing today?
Oh, those things work really good. I like those. And doing quite well. Beautiful day today. Happened to speak to Dave this morning, and just curious your availability, if any, at 10 a.m. Wednesday, 10 o'clock Wednesday.
I have to double check because this upcoming couple weeks are going to be a little weird on my schedule. But I believe I work tomorrow, off Wednesday, work Thursday. What's going on?
Totally optional on your part if it doesn't fit in because of your schedule. Certainly do not worry about it. But Dave wanted me to, we are having an orientation at MISD for the two guys on deck, and that's at 10 a.m. DEC Mike and I have it covered, possibly Wally as well. But he wanted to just give you an invite. If you're available, you're welcome to sit in on the orientation. But again, that's only if it works in with your schedule, because it is totally optional.
Copy that. I should be able to. When I get back from this doctor's appointment, I will double check. But it shouldn't be an issue. Unfortunately, with this schedule, Nothing fits in and nothing's convenient, but that's okay. I'm starting to adjust to being able to move things around a little bit and kind of get back on schedule a little better. One of the coworkers asked if I would cover a shift, and that'll put me on a 24, and I said okay, but we'll see how that turns out. KPH, LAX, back over to you, Tim.
Room number at MISD for Wednesday, and it's just the two on decks, the ones that are original. We got another one today, but he's not going to be able to make that Wednesday. So that's it. I'll let you go. Appreciate the QSO. N8WRO, after you, sir.
Sounds good. It shouldn't be an issue. Like I said, when I get back, I'll get back with you either on Discord or one of the frequencies, and I'll let you know. But it shouldn't be an issue. I'll catch you on the air here soon. This is KPH-LAX. I'll be clear.
KB9LWB.